The Atlantic hurricane season has officially started. The season begins on June 1 each year through to November 30. As is customary, the government is pursuing a multi-sectoral approach to hurricane preparedness. The Ministry of Labour and Social Security is the primary entity responsible for coordination of all welfare activities, including the provision of relief items to shelters, damage assessment relating to household damage, relief, clearance, and payment of emergency relief assistance post-disaster. Chief Technical Director at the Ministry of Labour and Social Security, Dion Jennings, says the effects of disasters are especially devastating for the poor and vulnerable as risks among poor households are higher.
We're ensuring that there is a strong disaster risk response from the social security arena. We all know that natural disasters are powerful forces that can undo years of hard-won development gains, and it can undermine the efforts that persons have made and the government of Jamaica in reducing poverty. In terms of our readiness and preparedness, we have a cadre of 300 social workers and record officers across all 14 parishes who are now on alert.
Social workers employed to the Labour Ministry have participated in sensitization sessions in relation to post-disaster registration and assessment of victims, how to conduct assessments, and how to complete various forms. The Ministry staff complement has been bolstered by Red Cross volunteers and poor relief officers. The assessment of household damage is led by the Ministry of Labour and Social Security, with support from the Jamaica Red Cross, Poor Relief Department, the Salvation Army, and Parish Disaster Officer.
200 of our social workers are trained in first aid and cardiopulmonary resuscitation, CPR, across all 14 parishes. And of course, this was with support from Red Cross. We also have storage and warehousing and inventory management up to date. The ministry has increased the stock at our warehouse, which is Central Foods Organization. And in April of this financial year, given the recent floods in April and May, we're currently procuring additional supplies, food and comfort items for the hurricane season.
The Labour Ministry also has agreements with suppliers in all parishes for credit of emergency supplies to be activated as the need arises. With recent flooding in April and May and the possibility of an above-average hurricane season, the country's roads remain of prime concern for the government. The National Works Agency, NWA, says it has fast-tracked designs and will begin repairs to some of the bridges in Clarendon, which were most affected by the recent flood rains. The NWA's communication manager, Stephen Shaw, says the agency will begin rehabilitative works within the next week to strengthen the structure of those bridges that have been undermined by river action.
The Rio Mino, that the piers have been severely exposed, and we are going to be moving over the next few days to protecting those. The Woodside Bridge from Jacobs River to Plantation, we have gotten instructions again to treat with that particular structure. We are going to be shoring that up. Dykes Hill, we are going to be moving quickly to try and have that corridor reopened. And the bridge at Pumpkin.
Works are being undertaken to prevent further weakening of the structures and to have normalcy returned to the lives of residents in the affected areas as soon as possible. Mr. Shaw maintains that the NWA remains committed to reopening the roads and restoring access.
We are open for business. We are on social network. We are on Twitter. You can follow us at NWA_JA, and we look forward to a season without much incidents.
For hurricane safety tips, shelter listings, parish emergency numbers, and more, visit the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ODPEM's website at odpem.org.jm.
Don't make diseases spread. Wash your hands with soap and water instead. Wash them regular or use a hand sanitizer. Make sure the germs them dead. Touching your eyes or your mouth or your nose. Wash your hands before you do things like those. After you use the bathroom before preparing food, come on, wash your hand them clean. Cause it's so easy for germs multiply. You better wash your hands, it can save your own life. Wash your hand them clean, no bother spreading a disease now. Hand washing is key.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.